Joining me in the studio now is Williamson County Sheriff's Deputy Robert Owsley. Good morning, Deputy. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm just fine. Recently, the Williamson County Sheriff's Office has been able to buy a lot of much-needed new equipment with the help of ARPA money from the county commissioners. Tell you what, why don't we just start off with, I think, is pretty basic for anybody in law enforcement, radios.
Yes, we were able to purchase a new radio system. Our current radio system's probably right around the 25-year-old plus.
That's old for radios.
Yeah, and we're in the analog system right now. We're going to be going over to digital system. What's very important about that is, as part of that is interoperability. Right now, currently, we can't. Our guys on patrol cannot speak to another agency in Williamson County because they're all digital and we're still analog.
So would it all have to go back through dispatch, and they have to be kind of the middleman to relay it?
Kind of be the middleman to relay it. Because our dispatch is able to hear that because they've got a digital radio in there, but the guys on patrol aren't. So this is going to help with the interoperability as well as the range. I mean, analog radio versus digital, you're going to get a lot better coverage area. So we're not going to have those dead spots. So it's an officer safety issue as well.
Yeah. About $173,000 of ARPA money going to be used that. Mm-hmm. Where do you buy these from?
We're going through a vendor, Novacom, in Heron.
Right.
And they're
going to
be
buy it all the time.
A Motorola system.
And what's about the lifespan of these? The other ones are about 25 years old. Going from analog to digital, is there less of a lifespan with some digital products?
Not really. You're going to be able to upgrade as you go more easily. And the lifespan is going to be about the same.
We're joined by Williamson County Sheriff's Deputy Robert Owsley talking about some of the new equipments they've been able to buy with the help of ARPA money. This one's kind of interesting, the full-body contraband scanner. From what I can see, sort of like what you'd see going into some bigger airports.
Yes, our correctional facility has a full-body scanner. Is what it is. It's called a contraband detection system. It's just like you would see at an airport. It's low-dose radiation. So, I mean, you get more radiation from a million other things than what you would from this body.
Holding your cell phone up to your head.
Yeah, one person can go through this actually 125 times a year before you have to say no more. And it's got a system built into it where it keeps track of how many times somebody's been through.
Really?
Yep. In fact, it's low dose enough that we don't have to monitor our own employees. They don't have to wear the little monitor like they do at the hospital. It's lower than an X-ray. But it'll detect things from drugs, alcohol, anything that somebody puts on their system, a weapon, something like that. Just to give an example, when they were taking the classes, they said you can take an ibuprofen pill, stick it underneath your armpit, go through this body scanner, and you'll be able to see that ibuprofen pill.
Huh. What about some concerns about privacy? I know they had those with the airport scanners. Maybe a too detailed image is what people are concerned about.
I've seen the images. They're not too detailed as far as privacy. You're not seeing private parts on a person, anything like that.
Yeah. So. What about the unmanned aerial surveillance, a drone, basically? Yeah, and yes. Not only can you help with finding suspects, but also I'd imagine search and rescue is a big benefit as well.
Yes, we were able to purchase the drone through our budget this year. We were able to cut some corners in other spots and be able to purchase this. Mm-hmm. What's big about this is it's got thermal imaging on it. We've had a drone program since approximately 2018, but this one has the thermal imaging capability. So basically, you turn nighttime into daytime.
Right.
So you get a lost person out in the field, you're going to be able to literally go through that field and cover twice as much surface area, as having guys out walking through the field. Plus, you're not going to have the danger of a guy out walking through the field. You're going to be able to find that person a lot faster because they're going to actually literally glow in the image.
And we're not just talking about people. I mean, kids can wander off, senior citizens. And you always hear about it, unfortunately. Senior citizens with memory issues could wander off in the wintertime, and that thermal imaging would come in handy.
In fact, we had one last year, maybe a year before last, a gentleman up in Hearst had wandered off the same way. This, we would have been able to try to hopefully be able to have a better resolve to the end of that situation.
What's a price tag on that?
That one was about $7,000, $7,500 for that.
Now, do you have to be specially trained deputies to use these?
Yes. We have 10 people. I'm 107 certified. We have 9 others that are going to go through the training class, become 107 certified, which is the FAA standard.
Mm-hmm.
So they will not only be going off the FAA standard, they'll be going off of our policy and procedure manual, which is very extensive, as far as what, when and where and how it was to be used. Plus, we're covered under the Illinois Freedom from Drone Surveillance Act.
Yeah.
So there's a whole act and law that covers when we can and can't use it. So it's not going to be a tool that's going to be used just for going out and spying on someone. Granted, could you do that? Yes, but you're going to have a warrant issued by a judge before you're allowed to go do that. The mm-hmm. only time that we would ever deploy it without a warrant issued by a judge would be in an immediate danger, you know, life and death situation. That's when it would be deployed without a warrant. Any other time, it's going to be a judge. Basically, just a judge has to say, yeah, you can go do this if we want to go look for something.
So that, in my mind, kind of opens up a can of worms with privately owned drones. Say somebody sees one flying over their backyard. Can they call you guys and have you turn it off, basically?
Well, there's no way to really
turn it off, but have them cut it out.
There's certain things that even the private sector uh-huh. is limited by of where they can and can't fly one. I mean, you do have a certain amount of privacy
right.
that you have to worry about. And that's when we would file an FAA report and go from there.
We're joined by Williamson County Sheriff's Deputy Robert Owsley talking about some of the new equipment they've been able to buy. What is still on the Sheriff's Office list? What would you like to buy next that would help the department?
Well,
if you have to pick just one,
there's a million things.
I bet.
I mean, we're currently working on getting new vehicles, that yeah. kind of stuff. I mean, we've got.
You did just get some couple donations recently from the
yes,
for
from
new
the
vehicles.
Harrison Bruce Foundation.
Right.
They donated 3 vehicles.
Yeah.
So that's an ongoing thing.